It is difficult because iRobot is at a size that it would be impossible for me to interact with everyone regularly. And I think that my job is to more focus on the environment, the culture. Is it a place where people feel motivated to be creative and invent new things? It is a challenge as you scale because you can't just spend every day saying, what is your idea? What can we do? And individually motivate. So you have to work through other people, and if you see something that is really negatively affecting the environment, then I need to go and fix it, even if it may cost more money to do it in a way that encourages innovation than stifles innovation. So I have different tools, but I hopefully have created an environment where people feel free to try new things and were willing to take some risks and not always just do the most conservative.
Do they have a part of the time to think of something else?
We do some of that, not the same as Google.
Yeah, I was thinking of it.
Yes, but
one thing of interest is that we've recently launched a program to allow our students, our everybody in the company, to go out and interface with children and teach them about the excitement of robotics.
Okay, so we pay every employee to go and. One of the great things that robotics can do is inspire children to be more excited about math and science. And so we just started a program where instead of having to work outside of your regular hours, we actually tell you, just go. Go do something. Everyone is expected to go to a school or go to an event and volunteer to help teach science.
And it's amazing because when you go out there and you present to a bunch of 10-year-olds or 15, and you see the excitement that's in their eye and the imagination that it captures.
We've seen your eyes.
You're nearly
10 years old.
You come back to your job and you feel like I'm actually doing something that is, I'm driving innovation that is capturing the imagination of children. It's fantastic.
But it is amazing as the company has grown. For a long time, we were an environment which was very comfortable to engineers, but not comfortable to all the other types of people that are required to create a good business. And so we would ridicule salespeople and marketing people and management and we grew to appreciate a much broader group, and as a result, we went from being a small technology startup to a successful business, and so that's required me to learn many new things and admit that. It was okay if I was not an expert in sales channel. Mm-hmm. There's no reason I should be, but this person is, and so I should hire them and invite them to join the business. And so, again, it's hard for small companies to accept that what the skills and talents were required to get them started aren't necessarily the skills and talents required to allow them to scale. Hmm.